areas of back pain prevention and treatment this week, the chiropractor. Do you use a chiro? 8223 0000 is the number. What's your experience been? I'm interested to hear from people on this. I have in the past. I've sometimes found it's been sensational. Other times it hasn't provided the same sort of level of relief. Really interested to see what people's experiences have been in this area, and especially during Spinal Health Week. Dr. Andrew Timms is the president of the Chiropractors Association of South Australia, and he joins me in the studio. Doctor, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Will. Thanks for having me.
What's the first thing people ask you that haven't been to a chiropractor before?
Basically, what is a chiropractor? What are they doing? And a lot of people, there's a lot of misinformation out there about what chiropractors actually do.
Why is that? Because it does seem to some degree that, you know, some people talk about the chiropractor like they do voodoo.
Yes.
I don't know what goes into it.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people just don't understand necessarily how the body works.
Mm.
You know, it's pretty simple. Like, basically, chiropractic is about moving the spine and your nervous system.
Yep.
All right? So we all know, let me ask a question, does the brain control the body?
I believe so.
Yeah, absolutely. So we also now know that Roger Sperry, who won the Nobel Prize, showed that movement of the spine is the same as a windmill generating electricity for your brain.
Is that right?
Right. Yeah. So the movement of your spine is literally what runs your brain.
Mm.
And we know also that the brain doesn't generate a lot of its own information, right? It actually interprets the information coming from your environment and your nervous system and actually interprets that to send out a signal to control it. So that's where the brain does most of its function. So if the function of your spine controls your brain and your brain controls your body, chiropractic's about controlling the function of your spine.
We joked a bit off air a moment ago about you could have done a live demonstration on me today, because people could hear it. I mean,
yes.
You could hear the cracking.
You can do.
We joked about that, but I mean, that's the thing that the sound of which kind of puts some people off, doesn't
Absolutely.
It? I mean, I've had it done, and it's the first time you sort of think, "Oh, that was a bit strange," but no harm is done. It just sounds a bit strange. Yeah. Can you explain that process? Because that'll be a lot of people all they know about going to the chiro.
Absolutely, the big crackbacks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you make loud, scary noises.
Yeah, that's right. And it depends what technique you actually use.
Mm.
A lot of techniques don't make the cracking sound.
Oh, really?
So a lot of people, yeah. And a lot of, there's other techniques where it's very, very gentle and you hardly even feel it.
Mm.
So you don't have to have the popping sound to have a successful adjustment.
Okay.
All right. So chiropractic is about getting function back into that joint. If you move it enough where it creates a vacuum in the joint because the joint's full of fluid, that's when you get the cracking sound. But you don't have to get that sound to get a successful adjustment.
You mentioned joints. For people that haven't been before, and look, I will have used a chiropractor in my past for a limited number of afflictions, my neck probably, I think I did, and a little bit of lower back. What's the range or the breadth of sort of things that you can be called in to treat?
Oh, everything.
It's too big a question.
Well, the thing is, you know, chiropractic doesn't actually treat anything. That's the important part.
Okay.
Basically, the only thing that can heal or control you is your own body. All right? So if your nervous system's functioning properly, you're completely healthy.
Mm.
Right? So we get the spine and nervous system functioning properly so it can actually work properly and it can, you know, heal yourself. Right? So that's our main focus. What your body does with that is miraculous. You know, so
yeah,
yes,
right.
We've helped a range of different conditions. We never say we treat them, but, you know, most things under the sun you can think of have come into the office at some stage.
Laurie in Adelaide's called in. G'day, Laurie.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, well, mate.
You put the call out for experiences to do with chiros.
Yeah, you had a good one.
Well, not to start off with.
Oh, right. Tell us about it.
When I was 12 years old, my father had a fairly severe car accident. And so we're talking, you know, 35 years old plus ago. And I went with him to a chiro on one occasion. They stuck him in this great big convoluted traction machine and he had tears in his eyes and I thought, I will never, ever go to a chiro in my life after seeing that. But when I hit the 41, 42 mark, my wife had a very severe back and she went and saw a chiro. And his format was very, very different, very, very public, very open. So instead of having a private consult room, it was a big open room where he had a couple of tables laid out and everybody got to watch. And, you know, crack, 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 come back 4 days' time, crack, 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 come back 4 days' time, crack, 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 no more than 5 minutes a session. And over a six-month period, she ended up with a very straight spine.
Wow.
So I thought I'd give it a go, and the first thing he did was take an X-ray, and he said, hey, you got one short leg? I said, hang on a sec, what are you saying? And he said, the left leg is 18 millimetres short. So, of course, my hips were out and therefore my shoulders were out. which explained a lot of headaches I was getting throughout my life.
And it's been good for you? You've come good?
It's been, well, I've been in agony the last 3 weeks due to some paving I was doing. And instead of being the constant grinding agony of rolling on the floor, I'm at least able to function.
Oh, that's great, Laurie. Thanks for that. 8223 0000. This I often hear of this. People go to the chiro and then walk out finding out they're one leg shorter than the other. Is it? This is a standard sort of diagnostic tool, is it?
Yeah, it's a very common thing.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many percentage of the population have, you know, most of the times it's within several millimetres, so it's not like you're talking about a massive short leg.
Sure.
But yeah, that makes a huge bit. That's what leads to majority of scoliosis, is your spine compensates for the fact that you've got a short leg.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And so it's over a period of years, you twist a bit.
Oh, well you're literally born like that.
Oh, okay.
So once you start walking, it's like that, but you know, you don't necessarily have afflictions from it. It's not normally till you go to see a chiropractor and say, well, look, you've actually got a scoliosis and your leg's slightly short. You know, and that's the thing, you don't have to have pain and symptoms. Ideally, I don't want to see you when you have pain and symptoms. I want to see you before that.
Really?
Yeah.
So is the idea then, using a chiropractor appropriately, that you're going regularly all the time, or what's best practice in your view?
Well, absolutely. You know, as long as you want to be healthy, ideally, you know, you're getting adjusted, because your nervous system is literally your life force.
What would that be? Once a week? Once a month?
It depends on the person.
Oh, okay.
You know, like I've got particular people who might have been in motocross and absolutely smash themselves. Yeah. And I see them a couple of times a week. You know, some people who really look after themselves, have a great lifestyle, might only need a percent every 2 to 4 weeks.
Mm.
So it really depends on the person and how much stress they've had in their life, to how often and frequently they need to be seen.
Richard at Morfordvale, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Well, beautiful down here at Morfordvale at the moment. Sun's shining, blue sky.
Yep, global warming, gotta love it. You got a comment on the chiro, Richard. Yeah, that's right. It's always the same temperature in here.
Look, I started going to a chiropractor years ago, Dr. Darrell Nitschke on the Anzac Highway, when I was doing professional swimming. And then after that, I started going to another chiropractor, and I ended up with Dr. Sean Allwood, and I've been with him virtually all of the rest of my life. I've seen him get engaged, get married, his kids, lose his hair. I've now got more hair than him, and I'm about 12, 14 years old.
How often would you go, Richard?
I go on an ad need, but I had an accident when I was at Trans Adelaide. I caught my foot on the pedal cup. And got up to help a passenger, and as I turned, I got my foot caught. I ripped the L4, L5.
Ouch.
One side crushed it, the other side popped it. Reported it at work. Got up on the Saturday morning, and I felt all right because I'd been sleeping on an electric blanket. Went to get out of bed and stood up and then fell on the ground, and I managed to get to the doctor's after about 2 hours. She sent me straight to Sean again. And I can tell you, when I was fighting that with the state government, with the solicitor and everything, the only person they never gave a hard time to on any medical reports was the chiropractor. And, well, I still have a problem from time to time, only because I tend to just overdo things sometimes. But, you know, he's a great guy, and I hear so many people say, I'm not going to the chiropractor. They do this, do that.
Yeah.
You've got to find one you're comfortable with. Sean puts heat pads on me sometimes. Sometimes I get the electrical response for the muscles to settle everything down, and then he'll do the treatment. But lately I've been very lucky because I'm only in there for 6 or 7 minutes, and then we go out to lunch. We're the best of mates, and it's a great relationship.
Oh, it sounds like it, Richard. That's a good experience. I guess it's a bit like anything. You need to... Anyone you go to, I mean, you've got to find a dentist you like too, because it absolutely works, but it's not always a lot of fun.
Which is
similar to the case. It's, you know, with any sort of treatment or readjustment, as you put it.
Well, absolutely. And you know, it's funny you bring up dentistry. Like, you know, our spinal nervous system is the most important thing we have, right? Most of us get our car serviced every 6 to 12 months.
Yep.
Most of us get brush our teeth once or twice a day and go to the dentist. You know, we look after those things in our life, but you know, there's nothing more important than your spinal nervous system. It's amazing how many people don't actually look after it.
Well, I'm getting less amazed by the moment, Andrew, because look at all the calls of people with experiences. Leighton in over in Tokyo. G'day, Leighton.
G'day, Will. How are you this afternoon?
Well, mate.
Firstly, Chins. That's a fairly well-known name. But any relation to Rob Tins?
Yeah, he's my father.
All right. Well, he used to look after me back in the days when he was at Arnie.
This is a family deal,
isn't
it?
He's seen a lot of people.
All right. Yep. No, I certainly needed a lot of help from him over the years. And unfortunately, I can't get home visits up here. But,
well, I actually do have a patient who sees me once a month from the US, so...
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Well, there you go, mate. You just need to fly back once a month. Right. You can do that, can't you, mate?
No, I'm sure that'll be fine. But I've got scoliosis as well, so, you know, the treatments that Rod used to give me were of an enormous help to me. Yes, but as soon as I heard the name Tim's, I thought, hello.
Well spotted, Leighton. Good on you, mate. Craig in Adelaide, good afternoon.
How are you, mate?
Well.
That's good. Hey, with the Coloro, I go in and I ask, are you a cruncher or manipulator?
Ooh. Right, is there a distinction, is there?
Yes, and if they shy away from saying cruncher, I walk out the door.
Oh, right, so you're just a manipulation man.
I like, yeah, because I've had one before that crunched me and he hurt me more.
Okay.
But I've had others where they say, no, I manipulate, and I say, thank you very much, and I walk out of there about a foot taller than I did before.
No, that's an interesting point, Craig, and I'll put the question to you, Doctor.
Absolutely.
Crunching versus manipulation.
And that's where it comes down to techniques. So,
yeah, okay.
You know, all people are different. So, you know, some people love the manual adjustments, and, you know, they tell you, you know, you hit me, make me crack, you know. But some people like it really soft.
Yeah.
So that's where, you know, it's important to gauge from the patient what they want. You know, how comfortable they are with different adjustments, and then, you know, you suit your adjustment to suit the patient.
Yeah, let's say hello to Brian at Balls Creek. G'day, Brian.
Hey, how are you, Will?
Well.
And your guest, I've forgotten your name.
Andrew.
But, Andrew, sorry. Yeah, chiropractic, I think, is the only thing that keeps me off the invalid pension.
Is that right?
So, I've been going to a chiropractor again now for a number of years, and... Yeah, I've had a lot of back problems and shoulder problems and everything, but it keeps me going, and I swear by it. Maybe it's not for everybody, but it is certainly for me.
No, good on you, Brian. It's clearly, if it's not for everybody, it's clearly for a lot of people, though, because there's a lot of people ringing in saying they've had successful experiences. So I'd be interested to see if as a result of that, and people having heard it, go, well, maybe it's something I'll check out, which is where I sort of want to leave the conversation. Is it the kind of thing that people listen to this and say, I've always had some problems, or maybe I've had no problems, but I'm suddenly curious? How do you like getting your first sort of patient or whatever the denominator is?
Ideally, you know, someone who doesn't have issues and is young as possible, the earlier you pick up things, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah.
It's like anything. So, you know, ideally they're healthy, but that's the biggest thing to get out there is only 10% of your nervous system can perceive pain, right? So 90% of your nervous system has no idea what pain is, and it won't give you pain. So that's why pain is a very small part of any affliction. So that's why you ideally want to get yourself checked before you ever have any pain and symptoms ever happen.
Dr. Andrew Trims, it's been great having you in. Thank you very much for sharing all that information with us.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate it.